Welcome back. It's 1234 at 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And joining me now, Philip Swartz, Washington Times investigative reporter, with this week's Golden Hammer, an award handed out each week by the Washington Times for government waste, fraud, and abuse. Hello, Philip.
Good afternoon, Andy.
All right, let's get right to it. This week's winner is...
Congress.
Congress?
And a little bit of FEMA as
All
well.
All right, can't wait to hear it. What'd they do?
So it's this program called the National Flood Insurance Program. Forgive me for repeating myself. National Flood Insurance Program. And the program itself is $24 billion in debt.
Okay.
And the whole goal of the program is to provide flood insurance to people that live on the coast, because it wasn't something that a lot of private insurance providers were covering, and so the government decided to step in.
Okay.
The problem was is that soon after the government steps in, you get hit by Katrina, you get hit by a whole bunch of other hurricanes, you get hit by Sandy last year, and so now the program is just billions of dollars in debt.
$24 billion.
Yeah.
Okay. I hear that the GAO actually had a novel idea, and that would be...
That would be that the government needs to get out of the insurance business. And, you know, a lot of these suggestions are that the reason that the program is so much in debt is that the government is subsidizing these insurance. They're not making people pay for the actual cost of the coverage. They're essentially donating tons of money so that lots of people can afford it. And so the GAO suggestion was basically that you have to either make people pay the actual amount to cover the costs, or, you know, just cover maybe the lowest income people and make everyone else buy their own insurance. You know, so the GAO suggestion is basically make the private property owners pay for the insurance and don't make the government and other taxpayers pay for it.
Yeah. Hey, look, don't you assume some risk if you live on the coast? And especially if you have a really nice place, you know, that you paid a lot of money for, and now you're going to fight the idea that you'd have to pay a high premium because you live there. I mean, there's no way in the world we should be paying that. Now, I certainly understand if someone lives in a floodplain, because that's the only place they can live, you know, and they're a person or a family of meager means, I could see where maybe the government could step in and help them out a little bit. But this is ridiculous. And there have been suggestions that, as you say, let's let the people pay for their own insurance. So it occurs to me that would be an easy change. Why don't we make it?
Well, Congress did make it. In 2012, they passed a Flood Insurance Reform Act led by Representatives Judy Biggert and Maxine Waters. And it basically did just that. It reduced the government subsidies. It made the property owners pay more. And basically what happened is that the property owners saw their premiums go up, and they complained. And so now Congress is going the complete opposite direction, and they're attempting to overturn the legislation. They have heard that people are complaining that the amount they're paying is too high, and so they're trying to, you know, restart the government subsidies so that their constituents will be happy.
What does that say about Obamacare? Because that's the same argument they're going to hear from people regarding premiums with Obamacare.
Well, it's going to be hard to compare the two, but yeah. It is a little weird in this one how much Congress is backtracking on this.
Yeah. All right. So what happens now? Anything?
Well, the bill right now is being debated. The really ironic thing is that one of the people leading this charge is Representative Maxine Waters.
Yeah, how appropriate. Waters.
Exactly. Blood. I know. Yeah. She's got the perfect name. It's like Anthony Weiner, you know?
Yeah.
And but she was the one who created the legislation in 2012 to reform it.
Right.
Now she's trying to overturn it. So, I mean, if Congress is really sort of backtracking that much, there's not a whole lot of hope that this program is going to be fixed.
Yeah.
And they asked the GAO to look into it, and the GAO basically told them what they didn't want to hear was that you have to have your constituents pay more money.
Mm-hmm.
And I spoke with Steve Ellis of Taxpayers for Common Sense, their fiscal watchdog here in town, and he basically made the point that maybe this is the reason the government should not be in the insurance business, because members of Congress can't look their constituents in the eye and say, I need you to pay more.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. This week's winner, folks, Congress. And a little bit of that goes to FEMA. We may have to get out two golden hammers. Good work, as always. Thank you, Philip.
Thanks so much.
Philip Schwartz, Washington Times investigative reporter with this week's Golden Hammer Award. Every Friday we hand one out. I wonder how much they cost us. Oh, well. All right, still to come, Rowan Scarborough, Washington Times reporter with a story on General Dempsey's failures in leadership when it comes to the Benghazi disaster. It's in today's Washington Times. We'll discuss that in just a couple of minutes. This portion of my show is brought to you by K-Hub Nanian Homes. New communities, new designs. Go to khub.com for more information. 1239, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times.